Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott.
Which is kind of like my, motto.
Kim and Chloe just don't get it,
So cute.
Vocal fry. It's a perhaps annoying way of speaking, and something that has attracted the interest of researchers in recent years. A 2011 study documented the growing popularity of vocal fry among young women in the United States. Now a new study suggests that vocal fry may hurt women's chances of landing a job. Regular Pulse contributor Dr. Bethany Brookshire, also known as PsyCurious, joins us now to talk about this research. She's a writer for Science News and Society for Science and the Public. Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
Bethany, what exactly is vocal fry and what does it do to our vocal cords?
Okay, so vocal fry is actually a real thing. It is the it's the lowest vocal register. So you need to lower your voice to the very lowest that it can go.
Okay.
And then you need to relax your vocal cords. So it goes down and you have relaxed vocal cords so air comes through. So at the very end, it sounds kind of like you're running out of oxygen.
So you're talking like this, then you let your voice drop. And then how do you relax your vocal cords?
You're kind of getting there. Basically, you're allowing air to bubble through the compressed but relaxed vocal cords, creating an irregular vibration. And that's what causes the creakiness of the vocal fry.
All right. But it just felt like somebody punched me in the throat when I was doing that.
I don't think it's supposed to hurt.
No, but it's not good for our voice, right?
There's actually not a lot of studies on whether or not vocal fry is good for you or not. I'm very curious, actually, to find out if it has a negative effect on, vocal health. There's actually a great deal of history surrounding vocal fry. It's actually used in the bass part of some kinds of gospel music. And there are several languages that actually use vocal fry to help determine the meaning of words. One of the languages of the Oaxaca region in Mexico uses vocal fry to kind of differentiate between different word meanings. There's also a type of speech in Japanese that utilizes vocal fry.
But in our culture, vocal fry is not a positive thing generally, right?
Well, that kind of depends on how you perceive it. Certainly the young women who are using it think that it's positive for what they're using it for.
Which is?
Well, that depends. The 2011 study found that women who use vocal fry are perceived as white, young, upwardly mobile. It could be a social thing, something with social cachet. And that's what a lot of the scientists who are studying vocal fry believe, that it has social cachet. It makes you cool.
Okay. I guess I'll keep practicing then. But tell me about this study about vocal fry and in a job interview situation.
Yeah, so it may make you cool among your friends, but this recent study suggests that people in positions where they might be hiring someone do not view vocal fry in a positive light. So they recorded 14 people speaking with vocal fry or without vocal fry. They all spoke the same sentence. The phrase was, "Thank you for considering me for this opportunity." And they said it either in a normal voice or with vocal fry. They used both men and women for the study. And then they played those recordings to 800 people and had them rate the recordings and say, given the person with vocal fry and the person without vocal fry, which is more attractive, which is more intelligent, which is better educated, which is more hireable. 80% of the time, people preferred the voice without vocal fry. Looking at both men and women displaying vocal fry, they showed that women had a small but significant worse outcome. So people rated them more harshly for having vocal fry in terms of hireability. And so a lot of outlets said, well, hold the vocal fry when you're in a job interview. But it might be a little more complex than that.
How so?
Well, several of the experts that I talked to about this study noted that it was kind of a setup. You had two sentences with vocal fry and without vocal fry that were pretty obviously recorded in people who did not normally do vocal fry.
Mm-hmm.
So this wasn't a normal part of the way they spoke. And that could be a problem. People might be reacting to something that just sounds kind of weird and fake.
So if I vocal fry all the time and I say thank you for the opportunity in vocal fry, it might sound perfectly natural.
Right, as opposed to people making an effort to do something strange. There's also the question of, you know, why are women judged more for having vocal fry? The authors hypothesize that this was because women using vocal fry are speaking at the bottom of their register, and so they are exhibiting what they call sex atypical behavior. You are not speaking like a proper lady, and people react negatively to that. But several other researchers said, well, yes, but women are judged more for almost everything. You know, you do anything different and women get judged more for it than men do on average. So this could be more of a sex bias than, you know, that women sound really unpleasant with vocal fry. That could just be an issue of bias.
But I guess when in doubt, hold the vocal fry.
I would say when in doubt, be yourself. If you naturally speak with vocal fry and you've got a killer resume, you know, how many people are going to interview you for a job with a single sentence spoken over the phone?
That is true. All right. To sign off, Bethany, you do have to say thank you for the opportunity in vocal fry, please.
Thank you for considering me for this opportunity.
Thank you, Bethany.
Thank you.